whole bunch of material from the memory dump. But I
so of all
did
the
see that.
Have to go this weekend?
Well, on Friday there is a pornographer's march on City Hall. This is no gag. The pornography industry is actually demonstrating against some sort of repressive something or other. The details I didn't get clear. We suffered a power outrage just as Pedro got there. Or we got suffered it
so
in just
so you mean lies was power outraged?
Well, he'd already retired into his
cocoon. See what time it is?
Wow.
There.
Dig it all. Now, what is a false prophet? A giant digital clock for the hard of seeing, with huge flaring, flashing moments.
What time is it?
Ever, the incipient onrush.
What time is it, caller?
The never, never whispered by
it
the
makes your eyes big just looking at it.
The sound out the distance.
You guys know what time it is. Wait a minute.
Into the eternal abyss of time. Well, watching somebody at night, eh?
There he goes. See what happens is every time, as he calls us, the zombies reach in and pull him out of the car. He's sitting in, what, a 65 Fury that doesn't even run. And he gets pulled out of the car by the zombies every time.
Yes, the zombies always seem so inept and fumbling, but in fact, they invariably accomplish.
And it, of course, depends on their state of decomposition, because some zombies are
just fine. They can't get in that mold.
Other ones, having been in the ground for over a week.
But once they get past the difficult stage, the rigor mortis stage, they become quite flexible and able to perform remarkable feats.
And lift those mandibles when they find some food. Yum, yum.
Yes, they clack their skeletonous teeth as they sniff their human victims. You know, George Romero started all this. The idea was that
listen to us
no
talk about zombies.
Monster was going to be really as scary as just some other human that was out there who had malicious intentions against
stereo,
it.
Stereo,
this
stereo.
Was the scariest concept.
Getting ready for October.
And come along in the world of monsters.
The Halloween.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Because, as
you
know,
those,
one of
skeletons
the great
anywhere, though.
Inherent
check
scenes
the walls.
If you are listening to KPFA and KPFA,
you can't
or
find
KPFA,
the skeletons.
We are the monsters.
These aren't those cheap plastic skeletons.
They don't have those good skeletons that like the head before.
Oh, man, I saw somebody has a hearse down where I used to live.
A herd of them?
And yeah, exactly. They went out and bought a herd of them. They have those same little skeletons in each window of the hearse.
Well, get one of them out for me.
Yeah, I'll be carrying one of those little skeletons around. I now carry it around the car so I can take pictures of it. Oh, and I just saw, have you seen one shot in the dark?
Yes, I've seen that film, if it's the same one.
It's bizarre to see these stiff old movies. You know, the original ones are wonderfully funny, but Shot in the Dark is embarrassingly uneven.
I think so. Well, I remember seeing it. It certainly does have its memorable moments.
Where's that house in San Francisco that's all black? They call it the Black House. It's supposed to be.
Oh, don't you be going there,
man. We could answer any question, but that's one I'm afraid, for your safety and for ours, we can't answer.
A certain rock band with satanic influences once thought they could spend the night in that haunted mansion.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with haunted mansions while you're listening to 50s music on the show.
Certainly not.
Well, my older sister used to go down there.
Especially those novelty 50s.
What?
You mean with those rubber novelties, like those little opies, you could squeeze them and their eyes would pop out and their stomachs would say howdy.
Well, my sister used to go down to the Black House and just park in front of it, wait for that guy that used to live in there to move, but...
You mean Boo Radley?
That guy.
There were people like that at Cafe
Jazz. That strange guy.
You could just go down and wait for that guy to move.
Your friend.
They said he had a camera in front of his house or something like that.
Cameron Swayze used to sit out in front of his
himself
house.
Filming himself for the benefit of posterity.
With Patrick a lot of time at... Patrick Swayze would come by, his son, yes, and they'd sit and play with each other in the front yard.
And dirty dance.
Well, that doesn't say that on my
screen. I don't believe that's exact. KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial. With KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, California.
Let's go to the Black House.
I already did station ID, so okay, what we got to do is start on page 18.
Yes, but it wasn't
precisely at the time.
It doesn't have to be.
So my tape was run, or sequenced to be run, at the appropriate time.
That's right, I know. You're locked into the one sequencing, but it can be on a whole different set of bands.
I asked you guys, either... stay through the Allosaurus sequence or leave before the Allosaurus sequence, but don't leave in the middle of the Alex Allosaurus sequence. But Alex Allosaurus came on and you guys left right in the middle of the sequence.
No more sequence.
And I was trying to watch it and...
sequence deleted.
Lies came in.
Well, you know, it's always deleted.
I mean, it was an endless cycle of frustration.
So wait, is it Thursday night or Friday morning or what?
I thirst to know the answer myself.
Frustration is
it is night until you go to bed and morning when you rise the next afternoon. So it is written in the Book of Platitude, humbly mumbled by generations of theatrical monks. Until finally an elixir was brewed, a philosopher's elixir. This delectable substance is available only from subgeniuses like me and my companions in this great scientific discovery.
He's gonna do that spit up trick again.
Oh, I don't need to tell our good and faithful listeners just where this secretion comes from, but it is one of the body's most valuable byproducts.
Secreted from what?
Word secretion and the word secret are etymologically and entomologically concerned.
Hey,
and
by the connected way, listeners, to he has a new message.
Michael Peppy.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
well,
Michael.
Well,
we were attempting
to contact you, and unfortunately we fell through the other side of the barrier. Better luck next time, fella. We'll try again on another frequency in a better day than this.
See if we can use your brain till then.
Boing, 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 boing.
It's a spooky spirit.
Scarified.
Making time go backwards.
Feet get moving.
Ordering a fire for that.
Backwards, O time in thy flight. What, feet get moving? Is it backward in time?
Yeah, because of Spike Jones' movie. Now all the sensibilities are raised.
Ah, now all those are dragged out. Oh, well. It is Halloween coming up. Of course, it gets more commercial every year, and there are many of us who are
Hollyweird.
And the only good thing about that is that little ooky spooky toys show up, and you gotta grab them when they go by. Like,
well, if you can't grab one soon, you've gotta give me back my money, and I have to admit defeat that there will be no tiny skeleton waiting under the carpet for me.
There was a skeleton, but Hal stepped on it under the carpet.
It skittered off, giggling.
Help me. Oh, no. What's my little night watch with me? Pull out of the carpet. It's obvious.
Shivering, I fled away with windy weather following. On swallow wing, I sped away. fee, fi, fo, et cetera.
Yeah. Whatever, spooky spirits, spooky.
I mean, what's so funny? That's what I've never quite understood. What is the subject of this supernatural silliness? Let's call it by its name. It is silly.
Okay. We've come back to that. We're not funny. They're just silly.
Even after death are silly, rather than funny.
Digi-lady, listen, it's Halloween. Digi-lady, will you go out? Oh, damn.
Digimon.
Not Digimon.
I'm hoping she'll go out with me.
Well,
Digimon,
start like
chasing Digi-Lady down the street with a Digi frying pan.
You are planning to attend the decompression fair.
Is that this weekend?
Yes, it's on the 22nd.
That's next weekend.
You must not get the bends.
Go out like a light.
You're right. No, of course. Yes, it is. You're right.
And the primary recording.
And the famous fashion show will be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where?
At the fairgrounds, where the streets are blocked off, and the exact location escapes me, but... No,
I've got to go to this. I've got to get there in time.
It's
Hal's doing the fashion show. Come on. Come on, Feast. Don't fail me
once
now.
Once again,
I'm fire myself
Annie, Franny, all the costumes.
Granny? Oh, you mean Annie and Franny. Yeah,
they will be
at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Friday afternoon.
Is that in Vallejo?
Oh, my yes. This is the 20th. We're talking about the 22nd. Isn't that Sunday or is that Saturday? Or Friday? The 20th. Saturday.
All over and done with long ago.
The 30th.
No show.
Yes.
Come on, Hal,
think. No, I got it out already.
It's all virtual. It's on telephones and computers.
Of course, I must access my database by an interface.
Can't someone go and see a
memory bank?
This amazing
show without an
intelligence
by Our Lady telephone or computer,
which some say can actually.
Is there a ghost in the machine?
You're not silly.
Oh, ghost
of an organ grinder's
in das Machinen.
Wait.
Oh,
arise, or be forever
fine. French fries, a burger.
We can get him up.
Don't bother him. He's eating.
Raise up the dead.
Oh, no.
Or call up him who left half told.
My favorite movie lines of all time is
The Story of Cambuscan.
On a black and white TV shot right off the monitor in a future show of some kind.
In a quickie mark. Of Kenball and of Algar Scythe.
The hippie squisher.
It's so silly. And that's all future
and
TV.
And who had
Tennessee
to wife.
I mean, the band Guar.
They have that old, the virtuous ring and glass.
But they're very careful about who they let be on TV.
And of the wondrous horse of brass on which the Tartar king did ride.
We're in the Black House now. So the night watchman, so here's a little.
And if all else, great bards beside
us on the show.
In great and noble tunes have sung.
Image. I directly stick them
of tourneys and of trophies hung.
I like the night watchman's smock.
Smock, smock, smock.
Of forests and enchantments drear.
Oh, yes. God, he's an exceptional watchman.
Where more is meant knows, than
okay,
meets the ear.
The moon is down. I have not heard the
Oh, clocks. No, it's your watch.
The spawn saved me. The spawn
thus
saved my life. I have
night, oft,
thank you, Mr.
See me in thy fierce career. Till civil-suited morn appear. Not tricked and frounced as she was wont with the attic boy to haunt, but kerchiefed in a comely cloud while rocking winds are piping loud, or ushered with a shower still when the gust hath blown his fill, ending on the rustling leaves with minute drops from off the eaves. And when the sun begins to fling his flaring beams, me, goddess, bring to arched walks of twilight groves and shadows brown that sylvan loves of pine or monumental oak, where the rude axe with even stroke was never heard the nymphs to daunt or fright them from their hallowed haunt. There, in close covert, by some brook where no profaner eye may look, hide me from day's garish eye, while the bee with honeyed thigh that at her flowery work doth sing, and all the waters murmuring with such consort as they keep, entice the dewy feathered sleep. And may some strange, mysterious dream wave at his wings in airy stream of lively portraiture displayed softly on mine eyelids laid. And as I wake, sweet music breathe above, around or underneath, sent by some spirit to mortals good or the unseen genius of the wood.
Also known as Army of Darkness.
Evil Dead
and
11, which is known as Dobbs Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Even I don't get it's the same movie. One of
Evil
the same movie, the same story, except for there's different people in the second one.
Right. And as, but there's as the owner same guy person. Brought up, the former owner guy, Evil Head, is the scary one.
Oh, yes. Well, there's something.
For the little Scorpio Head is kept alive.
And then next month they're coming out with an Evil Dead game. Bruce Campbell's going to play the voice of the video game.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's
Jeez,
not working?
Groovy.
And by
because
playing,
we need more video games.
Send yourself to this world. Of
and we need more old-timers making money off of video games.
Yeah, we need Bruce.
Yes, we do. We need to make...
The salad dressing they give you at this chicken place is really spicy and peppery. I'm surprised my Thousand Island dressing packs a punch.
In Hollywood.
All right, head across the picket line. I'm sorry, those little fence points just pricked my underside.
Of course, and the part you don't want to forget is...
Oh, no! We've got an infestation, an infusion of alien monsters in here. Is that a new one? A different
no,
one? Or
just, they changed
the
shape.
They're changing color.
Yeah,
it's one of the old ones, but
somebody
it's
put
what is that in
his little mouth.
There's something
yeah,
horrible.
That's
there's
his
some
spirit.
Slimy thing in there.
He's been eating sponge.
What is it? It's some horrible thing.
It's sponge!
In fact,
oh my god!
I'm
there's sponge
it
in this one too.
I can see con. The chat box just
it is
fine.
A and I touched it.
That's really gross, you guys.
Yeah, that stinks.
that doesn't belong in this little fellow's house.
I'm going to throw it away because little fellow is so nice.
And what about this little fellow?
He shouldn't have a thing in there.
He needs to be released from his condemnation.
Yeah, they're too
be
wonderful.
Be sure that you someday may end up an exhibit like this on some alien's show.
This salad is rather good with the olives and onions and...
Then see that thou also
little
like the
pieces of carrot, of course. Those are de rigueur.
Larry, Mo, and Curly, the
also,
three crackers.
You want to make something of it? A big sissy? What are you doing? You can't throw time. What are you doing?
I dropped time. I don't have time for this foolishness.
I killed time myself. I wiped my bloody blade upon his beard and left him bleeding gears and clocks and wheels, his pendulum disintegrating. Back! I created you! Keep back!
Yes, that was the Duke of Coffin Castle who claimed many times that he had slain time, wiped his bloody blade upon his beard, so forth and so on.
Marathon program, all talk, no rock.
In the end, he was caught and leaped by the total, a horrible creature created by the devil for punishing evildoers for not doing enough evil.
Special days of the year is coming up. It went from being a kid's holiday to a totally adult, grown-up, fatuous fantasy.
His last stand against the total was
like Michael
somewhat heroic and Macbeth-like.
Yeah, a little tights.
Now, let's hold on for a moment here.
Knowing the futility of resistance.
Okay. If we're going to rethink it, it means we have to do it in stereo.
Well, we also have the forced equal diversity programming that we have as one part of our proud tradition of public service. And today,
this proud tradition is still with us today.
Malaysia has many things.
I'm bored with more.
They don't exist
already.
Anywhere.
Yeah, I'm getting dizzy.
There are 70%.
Hey, they're not just socks. I must be working.
Those are my socks.
The Malaysian.
That old fart can't even play the right music.
The first made in Malaysia rice cooker. They also recently created the largest company annual reward collection. As well as the longest hot dog line, the longest lion dance performance, the heaviest load pulled with hair, biggest goose origami, family with the most fingers and toes.
Yes.
Give him a big hand.
The world only needs more
circumcision device. The longest,
the world's biggest, and longest everything.
Largest
I have nothing in common sexual, except that.
The largest porridge cooking event.
Oh, yeah. So I have to...
The longest abbreviation.
Oh, yeah.
The first luminous bowling center. The longest...
The caller is now abusing his mind.
Largest paper bag collection. That, too, is in Malaysia. The highest stair climbed on...
You are
clenched
toes.
Oh, yeah. And the fastest rubber stamp machine. The largest gathering...
James Gavin.
Yes.
Smallest cars in the country.
What a hell's lifestyle. The zombies just ate James Gavin.
The most rats and cockroaches in the country.
I care.
Whatever happened to James? Is that what happened? The zombies ate him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, geez.
And
how George Romero that is. You know, there's a Night of the Living Dead, then Dawn of the Dead, and the less familiar Day of the Dead. And it's in Day of the Dead that James Gabbert most firmly belongs as a meal of the advancing army of zombies.
A friend of mine, David Caldwell.
Here we are running down poor old James Gabbert of TV20.
Okay. All right, but I never did finish enumerating the wonderful things that Malaysia provides.
Listen, I just rubbed my buckle.
You rubbed what?
Are you on microphone number 2?
Yeah, I think so. Which means he has to call the FTA.
And that microphone is 2-2.
Paperwork to the FAA. So listen, when you get done with all that, call us back.
Is that like a love connection?
Well, what we call our celebrity microphone. Our main celebrity.
Chuck Lorre is
right.
The beaver.
Didn't he pass on?
Okay, I think he is gone, yeah.
Life seems brighter when you chew. Relax, refresh with post-hypnotic gum.
Unlike Jason Beaver, who is still with us.
post-hypnotic gum.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, it seems the fellow in the bright nightgown is not all that selective.
And now the giant yummy bear. Because?
But a universal gleaner. And away we go.
Little Berkeley into his translucent stomach.
Shivering and shaking like jelly on a plate. You see, that is the scientific principle being demonstrated here.
Oh, my God. Little soldiers with chainsaws attacked the
I'm bear. Eating this salad because, well, I brought
that
it.
That wasn't going to work. All I could do was...
I might as well.
Oh, they're doing the hardcore chainsaw wrestling.
Here's the cops. They'll stop this.
Yeah, we can still see all of Berkeley and part of Oakland in his little tummy. Well, it's not so little.
What harm going to do?
Over 12
hardcore backyard brawls.
And then I'll have the little container empty to put the rest of the chicken in. And
two contenders waving their instruments wildly, slashing at each other with fierce abandon here in a big heat of
containers for the future.
There seems to be real passion out here on the field. And
container ship 6 points pass in the night.
That was an aberrant sewing motion. We're going to have a decision on that presently, but right now it looks like he pressed his advantage and the Sawyer family wins again.
What the?
And folks, don't forget to visit the snack bar for those delicious Sawyer family sausages and sausage cases.
I'm sorry.
22 sandwiches, 5 Cokes.
Now, only 22 minutes.
And now you'll be okay.
Until then, it's time to stretch and fetch as you make your way to our snack bar. Visit our oven, where we have scores of pizza.
Yeah, oh hey, there I am.
Soft drinks, all
hey, hey,
of candy.
No. I was wondering where I was.
Every kind of candy, jujubes, milk duds.
Dad likes a sloppy Joe, while Bud and Sis go for ice cream.
It's time to fetch and stretch.
At the snack bar.
How many seconds?
But hurry up, look on the picture is with a boat.
It's in mission.
Beware of massive sprocket damage.
We got sprocket damage. That's what killed the drive-ins of America.
It killed the dinosaur and the dodo.
This theater sells Muller's elbows, baked with cheese.
Oh, John Shirley.
We were just watching
the reality.
Offensively named Asaurus. Well, it's just one of those coincidences. One of those, yes, exactly. One
well,
of those synchronicities.
I helped St. Philo move into his...
So often are you called upon to assist those who need to move into
their
new residences.
The trumpet now, help.
On this day, we're awarding you the Medal of Mover Extraordinaire Second Class. I proudly admit you to the Independent Order of...
Oh,
I'm so sorry. And here is your certificate. Good luck,
thanks, man.
Young man, and may your career advance.
Crazy Roman.
All right, let's get this over with. I proudly pronounce you a Christian knight of the Independent Order of the Medicinal Goiter.
Knight over 800 young men that day, some of whom...
Boy, your arm gets tired.
Goiters, that's not a subject for humor.
No, those aren't battle scars. But on the whole...
The battle scar galactica.
We had our company picnic out on the lawn, just outside the portcullis, and
the shepherds on the lawn
of the dog. Oh,
sure. Air at the point of dawn.
Weren't you there?
Simply chatting in a rustic row.
Well, don't forget when they're...
So what other giant social events are happening?
Well, I told you about the porno march on Willie Brown.
Right.
Come
on, Willie.
There are other ones. You just have to call me. One of them is a... Oh, no, that's not this.
No, no, don't talk about that one. Yeah.
And then there's a...
No. Yeah, let's not do that one.
I am doing a sort of... I'm refereeing a dance of go-go girls in cages at the Hush Hush. On Halloween night.
It's a nice way to make over $250 scale.
It won't be that much, but there will be a slight premium, an economium, for my services as rendered by contractual...
When is that?
On Halloween night.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, you know, I mean...
You know.
Well, you want
remember the Hush Hush?
That's where I'll...
Yeah.
That was Halloween fun. Night.
Oh, gotta go. Anyway, it's been nice talking to you. And, let's do this show again next week.
Looking forward to watching Murder at the Vanities with its 1930s showgirls and weird production numbers.
You stupid, stupid, stupid.
You of Earth are stupid, stupid, stupid. I'm not going to take that.
That's a simple principle.
But they have giant ray guns.
Well, yes, Ronald Wilson ray gun.
When the aliens come, everybody, be really nice, okay?
Now that's...
Why not just kill a few now?
and sort it out later, eh, Lieutenant? Is that the color of your metal?
Wouldn't it be easier to just kill a few now?
You know we're going to be shooting each other in a while, so...
I have a serious question.
All right. Yes, what was that?
Oh, you want another one?
Film buffs.
I could take another one. Yeah, thank you. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
He's really buff, but he should get...
Bonus one. Chewy.
Okay, now, what was that?
All I need to do is... fork load the rest of this rice into this plasto container and I can get it home and enjoy it at my leisure, according to theory.
You call
We're still looking for that license to use the likeness of Chewbacca for a pot candy.
They won't allow that?
Yeah. Not the one that I want to do. I want to make these things called pot chewies. Or just Chewies, and not like the pet food delivery service, but Chewies, like plural.
Pet food delivery services?
Right, but it's like, but Chewbacca is like kind of ganja'd out, you know, like he's, like he's stoner Chewbacca or something.
Well, now that Disney owns him, it may be difficult to promulgate that specific image.
Yes.
First, untie your necktie.
Because his eyes are kind of like at half mast all the time, right?
From the bed.
So he's kind of. Is he like. Is he stuck?
His eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming.
Now you're ready to turn the tape over to side six.
Like,
and follow me.
Tech Sergeant Chen in Galaxy Quest.
To Ayurvedic success in business, sex, and real estate.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for us? Because, you know, the multi-index memory bank can take it.
I'm sorry, I'm tongue-clucking and I can't
do stuff. Oh, that is a Swahili...
it's a multi-index memory caller.
...to the nurturing of the show.
That's right.
The mouth. It's
a marriage made in heaven.
Not emphasized enough. In the science of otolaryngology, the formation of the roof of the mouth in infant embryo...
The roof of the mouth.
...as a specific scientific category of its own.
And it's specifically scientific.
...in which giant strides have been made by the towering colossus...
The show.
Hang on. ...science.
There we go. Now the show's lowering you into the vat of boiling thought.
And the deep fryer, you know. You can fry an entire turkey in
there. Now, you too can have show thoughts.
On your camping site.
The chipmunk and the fish fryer.
Go to our camping website
right into the deep fat fryer.
And you can see that your mind is being deep fried in the thoughts.
You know, like...
let it fry.
I like mine.
They
starring
had a
Stephen
special
Fry.
Way of creating chips. And you can also...
Who's written some great books on Greek mythology.
You can also use the turkey deep fat fryer device with the windlass for lowering a heavy body into it for the
he's written three and I have at least
fish.
Two
so the religious and holy denominations potato operation is over here and the fish is being fried over here. So you can either go to the chipmunk or the fish fryer. No, but seriously, you're lousy on this.
Your fish is being fried right now.
I got it. Your ox is being gored, sir. Your bush is being burned. Well, the presidential inspection is almost upon us, galloping like some plague of war toward the polling place and the ballot box. The undits are still on the huskings, but it looks close.
Almost still time for a delicious bite of cheesecake.
It's time to cheese and freeze.
The Philadelphia Freeze Cheesecake. Available in this theater.
There was a good president. That was the irony of it. He came into office like Shakespeare's bowling broke without the Jameson.
A bag inside a bag. What a strange rhythm. And a piece of cheesecake is not of excessive size, fortunately, since I am the one who has to dispose of it.
All affected by the American history.
But how can such a...
The westward movement.
Appealing piece of cheesecake be bad. I mean, with all those red swirls and things, it resembles the surface of the planet Jupiter.
The projector and everyone reach into your desk.
Having trouble getting this plastic thing open.
They pull out their knives.
Yes, I'm going to put that cutlery away, kid.
Oh, pop quiz.
Well, I didn't do it any favors, so.
Cheesecake.
Okay, there's a study hall session.
I'm on
the way to study hall. It's in the old alley behind the Golden Gate. Well, I am. Well, you see, today's overcrowded campuses cause novel solutions for an educator.
So here at 4:30 in the morning, you're facing
a booty owl, booty hoops to the dome. But Tammy's in love.
Yeah, the co-ed showers at what's its name university.
Violence? There was violence in the birth of the earth, in the bubbling of the rocks, and the shock of
rocks. That was a long time ago, pal. I didn't know
rocks bubbled.
If they get hot enough.
The geothermal heat can still be...
I do not want to be anywhere near it.
...energy for mankind. These giant turbines... If they're too big, my head hurts. My neck hurts after wearing these giant turbans. But sometimes it's necessary to put it on to fleece.
Turbans.
Oh, is this on?
Well, my special. You know, in the movies, we see there's a stream of lava, and don't fall into it.
We're going to interview the maker of Sponge himself.
You don't have to fall into it. If you're anywhere near it, you're immediately cooked by the incredible heat of, like, rocks being melted into a liquid.
Just a few short feet away.
What would you call it?
Yeah, you would definitely not survive being that close.
He's a zombie.
Well, he was. Zombie. All right, just a moment ago.
No, look, he's not even inside that body anymore.
You eat that stuff and it does make you a zombie. We were all joking about it. All right, now get away. You can't sample the merchandise here. Yeah, you wouldn't like me.
maybe you just kind of peed out on the floor. That's really terrible.
In addition to Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the
These
Dead,
conditions
dead,
are novel wear results.
There was the offshoot sequel Return of the Living Dead, which purported to be a sequel to the original Night of the Living Dead. And it
by Dan O'Bannon.
Three sequels. But recently, extra confusion has been added to the market of the overground zombie film by a completely unnecessary remake by Tom Savini of the original Night of the Living Dead and a restructuring of the original film with a different musical score and recently discovered newly added footage which fans of the original claim can never match. The first thrill of seeing this disgusting zombie masterpiece.
Like little melted cheese on a coffin of Tostito.
To think of those zombies eating cheese, it really...
That is really a repulsive idea.
No matter what it was, they buy it.
Oh, well, they do get it in bars, you know that.
Yes, they get it in bars, they get it in stripes.
A zombie?
Yeah, if that's what you want.
The movie stripes?
Zombo the zombie and his disgusting brethren.
I'll simply have a sponge and water, or perhaps even better, a Red Bull and vodka.
Red Bull and rum.
They call that one a dot-commer. And there's another one. There is one which is a dot-com thing where they put in a blueberry that's supposed to be the dot. I was just reading about it today. I swear I don't make it up. It really happened.
Uh-huh, no, sure. You know,
it was really real. I promise it was really real. You got to do something.
Yeah, sure, uh-huh. And you're on the air, right? Uh-huh. That's awfully cute, a little dot.
Wait a minute, look at it. A little dot, yes, but hardly a comic character. Now diversified into a giant startup company. I'd stretch out on my back, fully dressed, shut my eyes.
On the cheesecake truck. Yeah, just don't fall off onto the plier.
I still have a dim memory of the crowded floor of the cell, the men sleeping squeezed together, and me awake sitting up in the milky light of the noonday. I wore shorts.
Oh,
I were caught crossing the border. My legs were badly scratched from crawling through the thick woods at night. What gave my mother the courage to set out like that with two small pups and two strange men as guides into the dark? I'd like to ask her, but she's been dead for years. I imagine her rolling her eyes in desperation. By the time she was 89, she was convinced that nothing that happened to her in her life made any sense.
Yeah, there's two different chat boxes.
Yes, I know. One was recently created by John Hell. And are the same people on it? Is there any crossover?
From a fly in
Yeah, there's like an old one and a new one, and never the twain shall meet, apparently.
But the same folks appear on both chatterboxes?
I met Charles.
No, if you write on one, you're on one. If you write on the other, you write on the other.
Read his
But they don't...
But the same person doesn't write on both. Not a... Sometimes appear on one and on the other, but is it all anonymous folk like on this one? And who supports this one now? If this one is, I mean, it exists, but
how come if you're right on it, you're supporting it, right?
I guess. I don't know how it works. It's marked on this screen. It says Dr. Hal, and you click on it, and it becomes this. The old chatterbox.
Look what we just had here. All these hoses are completely unconnected. These valves are letting air escape into the cabin capsule, and we need to batten down those exterior and
I don't know.
Right off.
I mean, they both work, so.
Yes, but that means that you divide your energy and. Besides, is VJ Pussycat connected to this newfangled one?
It appears as though she is.
Oh, well, of course she would be on it.
Evidence is,
I myself knew it existed, but I've never actually encountered it.
Thingamajig up there in the front. I never understood why it wasn't in the back, but it's up there and he's doing something. Oh, here he comes now. Him go get special thing. I have similar thing also. Yes, it's a delicious
inert
drink
chai.
Of well, you might call it alien nectar.
Alien nectar.
Remember the ambrosia that was the food of the gods? Well, we have that too, and then nectar also, which the gods drink. It's making me want to run out of the control room, to bolt from my position, and run out there and enjoy the delicious taste of. No, you laugh. Not sponge, but the actual
sponge.
Actual refreshment.
Is there no one on your planet who behaves
burning
in a way that's contrary to reality?
Like a sinking star, beyond the utmost bounds of human thought.
Hey, what's up?
From the old church tower, whose bells the poor man's only music. Somebody turn that black government helicopter off.
And got himself.
Yes, I know.
Rang from morn till evening, all the hot, fair day.
Well, and those
it's because
giant
it's a black helicopter.
You know what? They're grasshoppers, locusts. What do you suppose that's all about? Eh? That message? Are they trying to signal us from, you know, somewhere else, sir? Somewhere else besides here? What's it say? What's it have to say?
First, they want to know if I need more information. I need more information.
Need more
information. Puny humans. Oh, no.
There is no escape.
Contrary.
You are doomed.
Well, it certainly looks awfully serious.
Dull would he be of soul if we pass by a sight so touching in its majesty.
Are you going to go on a date with Roman?
What happened?
Peace.
It's time to clean up our planet.
The mind boggles.
The caller is the cleanup guy, I think.
What if Roman had been uninterrupted and able to get farther with Alice than he did?
Mustaches, like
what would have transpired?
Well, he had part some of her clothes off. Yeah, he was.
Well, maybe she could have deflected him from his purpose.
The haunted barn, Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. You, I will keep.
The what about my family? You know, non-negotiable. You know.
Whatever. I think it's 2018, but I'll be there.
I shall kill all of them.
No maximum and minimum limit values.
Gee, Roman, you don't play fair.
There are other days as well.
I think there's only two.
Oh, yes, there are. Friday and Saturday.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
I don't understand.
I'll just soil this.
Sunday.
Friday and Saturday.
Well, you see,
Sunday. Rev up your mind.
Who's to hunt the Maramuta tiger?
They have to have people need to know where to go. Hal, you're going to be in it, aren't you?
Oh, this is all about some event that so long ago I've practically forgotten.
There must be some mistake. No one approached me about something. I'd like to be.
But these problems seem kind of the same across the spectrum.
They do show a remarkable similarity.
Well, I'll be shooting at all those both nights.
In this performance art racket.
Michael.
You know,
you ought to get not in prime time, but. We can discuss the
AI.
Other matters.
AI.
AI.
Well, I suppose you could. I don't know what's happening on.
Yeah, Macha. Yeah.
Give me a jingle.
I'm into the jingle.
I have one.
Well,
over here.
I've done everything I was supposed to do. Everything should be all
right. Cough button, right.
Is that a joint or a roach?
It's the fashion show. What
is my, this year thing is more of the one than the other, as you might observe. Why don't I hand it over to you, and you can do the honors.
You can depend on the fact that I'll be there.
Or you can exchange that puffer for this
BM organization.
Sexy girls in weird clothes.
Yes, in weird clothes, and less than that, I think.
Brandy will be there.
Brandy? Oh, I'm not sure I know her, but all liquor.
Brandy.
Although, of course, compulsory.
Matched with the one who ran.
You're a fine girl.
I do want to say, oh, Peppy, call me at your own convenience.
I will do that. I
wanted to say also that even though that
what
show
can you
was
do
terrible
when
and
you're
the suggestion
branded,
was awful, and
when you know
noisy,
you're a man,
it still, in its own way, brought it back. You know.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yes, and I want to get a copy of that tape. And
because
now I'm banish you.
Veggie-sauruses. Don't eat meat.
No, Michael Pepper, you're not going.
How do you want to find out about dinosaurs? Ask a kid.
Exactly.
Through Ronco.
Promising
Tyrannosaurus Rex was bad because he ate meat.
Not you risk you a serious death or injury by this.
By George, these little kids know more about it than the scientists do. Just listen.
Like the person who just
or you could feel the sandy.
Stegosaurus was bad.
Okay, now I'm typing up the
here. Because he ate meat.
You're on the amazing.
Now, Zanaya has.
Boy, are you ever wrong there? Stegosaurus may have inadvertently bunched up some small life form. It had a retractile tongue. It could slurp up things, and maybe some bug or something got in there, but. For the most part, it's just eating the herbage.
Herbage, man.
Herbage. Can you dig it? He's eating the herbage.
What was the subgenius? Oh, there was the subgenius at close contact.
Well, don't get in close contact with the subgenius. That's my advice.
I was on the phone. I wasn't there, but he wants to meet me because...
As if I needed to.
Oh, good, yeah. Almost
make that advice, which is universally followed.
Long-distance letters.
Yeah.
I care about Bob, too.
But yeah, I care.
Yes, I care about what is it?
You know, you just don't hear a pitch.
We care about Bob. We really do.
Sir Redney Vashtar. I care about you.
So come closer, my child, and be comforted. For I would...
I'm geeked.
Not being Bob myself, but a friend of Bob, to whom Bob saith... Be me.
Be at one with me.
Say it.
Be
all that you can.
I'm geeked.
And then we'll have the monster come up out of the.
Oh yeah! Always put a monster in at that point.
Michael Pepe.
Is that a fucking gorilla?
Hey, cut it out! It's not going to grab Michael Pepe either. We had a conversation about this.
Instead, it was an actual dragon or an actual sea dragon.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, it's just as dumb as having a
menaced Andromeda.
That's right.
Yes. They just had to put that on. They knew that it didn't belong, but it was an artistic license. And maybe Sinbad wasn't that good a muscle. After all,
certainly not.
Oh, so you're talking about a different setup?
Rhapsodizing over wine.
When did Sinbad save some babe from being sacrificed? It must have been in the caves of Artigas or whatever they are, where he saved Margiana from the lustful centaur, Cyclops creature.
And even Earth itself for discovery.
That great antiquity,
America
lay buried for thousands of years.
And a large part of the Earth is still in the urn unto us.
What's that carnal interment or burying was of the elder date. The examples of Abraham and the patriarchs are sufficient to illustrate, and were without contradiction. Could it be established that Adam were buried near Damascus or Mount Calvary, according to some tradition. God himself, that buried but one, was content to make choice of this way, collectible from scripture expression, and the hot contest between Satan and the archangel about recovering the body of Moses. But the practice of burning was also of great antiquity and of no slender extent. For not to derive the same from Hercules.
Okay, we're starting on the skull, the epidural, and we're going to be through the dura mater in just a minute. This shouldn't hurt at all.
Why those spinal caps of the 70s were.
Hercules, let me interject. He, now you're gonna ended up on a funeral pyre, alive, alive, oh, I mean, he did it on purpose. He wanted to end the hideous torment of the poisonous blood of the centaur Nessus, who he had killed years earlier.
Yes,
but, you see, his wife, Dianara, was told by the centaur, if you put this blood of mine on your husband's nightshirt, he will be immortal.
There he goes.
But old Nessus was just getting his vengeance in because the centaur blood etched into Hercules, or Heracles, as his real name was, by, like, acid. And,
also appears in the same narrative.
The only way to stop the pain was to make a huge pyre, a pyre of fire, and jump into it. And so ended the earthly career of the son of Zeus, Hercules, or, more properly speaking, Heracles.
Mount Rainey and then old Ma Rainey.
And Noodles.
He had certain sensitivities. He was not a mindless Hulk, although intelligence was not his strong
suit. No, not Jainer. We don't use Jainer anymore.
But he had a certain exuberance and dogged determination and willingness to do the right thing. He never behaved rebelliously, but often on his own initiative he did things which were, if not solecisms, at least violations of the established order.
Jainer was a friend of mine, and you, Mr. Bush, are no Jainer.
Oh, we're going over these old congressional testimony, and Kerub has left. Oh, now what shall we do?
For the first revolting, revolving church of the almighty, unsightly Jainer is now focusing on you as its first victim. I mean, saint. That's right, saint. You're going to be a saint for Jainer. How does it make you feel? Don't struggle, just be a saint.
Just saint, imagine you're burning
a saint
man,
for Jainer.
And you're covering it over 3,000 AOL CDs. It just fell on AOL
CDs. Nearer, my God, did he look at these things? Sinbad. The seventh voyage of Sinbad.
Yeah, the seventh voyage of Sinbad.
Boy, it was awful. You know, they abandoned him on this island with all these stop-motion creatures. They couldn't stand to listen to him.
Sinbad,
you know, the seventh and last voyage of Sinbad was...
There was Sinbad sitting in the airport. No place to go.
Colossa sponsored, or one could say commanded, by Harun al-Rashid himself, the caliph of Baghdad, of blessed memory.
Well...
hello, you're on the air.
Who knew all about Sinbad's many fabulous voyages and all the terrible things that happened to him.
Ask your question.
How about a weather report?
And he asked Sinbad to go on one more voyage. Then Sinbad had sworn off going on voyages, you know, and being strangled and tortured by monsters and everything. Well, Sinbad went through some dark night of the soul type stuff on his various voyages.
You don't need a weather report to know which way the wind blows.
But the Emperor of Ceylon was approached by Sinbad as an emissary from Harun al-Rashid. Or Ceylon was not called that in those days. What was it called? Taprobany or something like that? To the Arabs of that medieval period, it had a different name, I'm sure. Was it the Isle of Serendib, I wonder? I don't have any reference material in front of me. I can't possibly tell you exactly. But that's the dealio. So that part of the expedition went well, but I think they had some of the usual problems with sea monsters, and then he had to settle down in this strange country. The people had rescued him, and he became a solid citizen. But actually, all those people were demons, and they turned into birdmen at certain times and soared into the sky. That was a hard one to get out of. He had married a woman who was actually not a demon, but it was always difficult to tell in that set of circumstances who was the demon in the demonic city and who was not. Since for most of the time they appeared to be normal human beings, which they were not. Now, as for the Cyclops, that was encountered by Sinbad on his third voyage, not his seventh. The Cyclops was Anthropophagus, and it ate all of Sinbad's men except him, I think, or maybe it killed some of them by throwing huge rocks at his departing ship, just like in the Odyssey.
George, the Night of the Living Dead guy.
I mean, the same scene of the outraged, blinded Cyclops. On the other hand, I believe the female Cyclops or Cyclopes and other males of the island came forth at first to help him and then to reject his help because Sinbad's linguistic trickery, which had compelled him to give an answer which sounded as if no one at all did this to me. Since Ulysses said his name was no one at all, or Nemo, or no man, who has done this to you? No man did it.
And they go to the video store.
Well, no man did it, I guess. You must have done it yourself. So,
what's a mother? The Merritt Baker. And get.
I'm in a box.
The sons of Neptune were not known for their intellectual precocity. But they were herdsmen and shepherds, protectors of flocks.
Mix up a mess of trouble. You can bet it gets well done in the rumpus.
Be quiet now, because it's almost dawn.
The zombie children who are briefly glimpsed in
zombies of the stratosphere.
Oh, they're put to sleep, all right.
Now, the real zombies do not eat people. In fact, if that's one way to stop them from, to break the hold of zombiedom on them by putting a small piece of meat in their mouth, which will either kill them or bring them out of it.
The other movie, it doesn't matter where you shoot them, they're still not dead.
I mean, according to the
observed
practices in Haiti, where the original zombies were created by the use of a psychotropic agent, which in the 1980s was analyzed and identified and given the name zombitropine. No kidding. Yeah, that's what the shamans would have done at the Hong Fort or meeting place where rituals of significance were performed.
In a minute, it's going on. There's going to be a nice radio show called First Life.
Now, you know, African magic, that stuff goes back a long way.
I'm home already, but I can't turn off your radio.
And there is a complex and fascinating pantheon of gods, spiritual instigators and signifiers.
I know you guys. I know.
Dead people in touch with people.
I got the
kind of people you knew before.
Well, I ate me the cheesecake and I ate me the salad and I ate all the chicken and rice I could, put the rest in the plasto container that had the
they do tuba
salad in it.
Yes, they do, but they never say anything. They just
well, as you know, my dear sir,
but
the hardest thing
all good things must come to an end.
Specifically, must appreciate.
It's true, because I have nothing to say.
But only those of us...
Sounds like Laurel and Hardy.
...are entitled to say anything.
Well, that's true.
So say anything that comes to mind, and remember to contact me on the private channel.
Yes.
For there is much I would say of that strange sphincter in the desert, and those glowing images,
yes,
which could not be real, but were.
No. And yet they were somehow real.
They were right there.
Which real? Of this vintage motion picture.
That's her name, you know.
Oh, yeah? You're sure of this?
Yes. Marisa is the other one.
They're named Marisa and Teresa?
Yes. These are the Arcturd angels.
I remember them. Beautiful.
Oh, in their turd costumes. Did you say that they were doing another... Well,
they're doing what?
Oh, boy, what a thing. Like a... Yes, a visit to another world. Wonderful visit to another world.
There was
the hot talking.
Things like that occasionally do happen.
What?
Don't believe it.
He's
just a stick of a girl.
Fantastic.
He has curvatures in places where most people only have places. If you
Why didn't they go to the party? They didn't
because they live miles away in Setaluma or something. I don't know where. And they're through with it. They're going on with their extremely active young lives. They don't want to go and reminisce with a bunch of old blasts of intestinal gas. No, they want to be out while the blood is thick and youth and blood are warmer.
And now, at this time, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, brings to a close its Bobcast Day on Listener Confounded Radio Valencia.fm in the Mission. Look for what you can find by following the search words Radio Valencia, and you shall come to our newly refurbished, polished, and burnished website. Ultimately, those of you who are good at navigating such things will find your way to my show, this show, the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. But, of course, as I said, all good things must come to an end, which means that things which are not good, like this, will also come to an end. Because, as the giant cosmic space spider once remarked, everything in the universe has a beginning and an ending, including the universe itself. Now we always end up looking at this stock film that they show of ducks on a pond, and supposedly the soothing aspect of nature. But is it really so soothing, particularly when the artifact itself the film shows lamentable deterioration? And instead of a comfort, as another vexatious reminder of human mortality. All that having been said, how's that for an ablative of absolute? It is now the moment when I must bid you good night and good morning.